On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to talk cricket.
Yeah, we will talk cricket, and it's with Britain's leading female a cricket broadcaster, and we've got not anything positive to say about her team, England. Alison Mitchell, good morning.
Good morning, Slats.
I saw at the half-time break, or the mid-innings break, 300, I thought, oh, England, they could defend that. But they got chased down easily, didn't they?
For 300, they would have been pleased. And you heard Owen Morgan saying at the halfway break that, you know, yep, they thought that they were above par. Back that up with what he said. This slightly concerns me somewhat. I think England for quite a long time have had a very stats-based strategy. You know, if you score this amount of runs, you will win this amount of matches, you know, on this pitch. Well, cricket doesn't really work, you know, with stats like that. You know, there are vagaries to take into account, not least the form of somebody like Kumar Sangakkara.
What about that?
He was outstanding, wasn't he?
Mate, not only did you get chased down, they only lost one wicket in doing it, and Sangakkara, he just keeps it. I think it's his 401st ODI.
Yeah, I watched him rack up that ton against Bangladesh the other day as well. I mean, yeah, I've drawn the short straw, haven't I, being a POM coming on your programme this morning? Did everyone else turn you down?
Well, the basic premise is, like, you look at Sri Lanka and how well they're flying. Currently, they've won three of four, and you guys have won one of three. Won one and lost three.
Yeah, England have got big problems at the moment, make no mistake. And Morgan blaming, you know, if he's laying the blame at the foot of the bowlers, then, you know, he's pretty right there, because England didn't do a bad job with the bat. There were periods, though, where, you know, they started off quite brightly, but then there was that period in the middle overs where they were still only going on at sort of just around four and over. They sort of let things slip in that 309 they got should have been 320, 330. There are still lapses, but then the bowling just never looked like taking a wicket. They never threatened, and James Anderson is at his best when the ball is moving, and he hasn't managed to get any lateral movement during this World Cup. Even, you know, the Australian quicks managed to make the ball do something. I notice we haven't talked about Australia yet. Maybe we'll get a chance to do that as well. But yeah. You know, the bowling, there is a real problem with bowling sides out, and I can't see how that's going to change necessarily. But they've got to now got two must-win matches, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. Oh, goodness, if they can't get past, you know, those two nations, then there really will be a lot of soul-searching done within England cricket.
Well, that's right. Bangladesh in third position at the moment with that game against England. Yeah, you'll beat back Afghanistan. So that's the bangers, really. They could cost you.
Well, they did it, didn't they, in the 2011 World Cup. Wow. They beat England for the first time, and, you know, I was at that match, and a mighty occasion that was as well. But I don't know whether you caught the news overnight that there's been questions asked of the new ECB chairman, Colin Graves, as to whether, you know, under his chairmanship, Kevin Peterson could have a way back into the side. And I think England, no doubt, were hoping that, you know, a fresh start, no Kevin Peterson, move on. We're looking forward, come to the World Cup. If they'd put in a credible performance even, these questions about KP wouldn't be being raised.
Correct.
But because of the situation England are in, they're being asked louder and a little more louder, and Colin Graves has suddenly, from an ECB perspective from the first time, given some credence to whispers that perhaps KP should be coming back in. You know, there's a lot of things that have to happen, you know, for that pathway to be made clear. And for a start, he'd need to play some county cricket, which he's made clear that if he thought there was a chance of getting back into the England side, he would play some county cricket. But with Peter Moores in charge, it's hard to see how that would ever happen. And with Paul Downs, the managing director, still at the helm, it's hard to see, you know, how that would ever happen. But these are two men of whom a lot of questions are being asked of at the moment. And, you know, depending on how they go over the next week, you know, a couple of weeks with Bangladesh and Afghanistan in the quarterfinals, you know, will determine how much louder those questions do get asked.
KP's in the background just smirking. Oh. I can see him now.
Sending images from Barbados.
The swimming pools in Barbados.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And Ali, yes, you can say it. We lost as well.
You know, I didn't want to bring that up.
No. It was a poor performance. It was horrendous. Even according to Michael Clarke, it was horrendous.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I think the way, you know, Stark almost sort of dragged you back into it, but from the position that you were in, New Zealand should have always been winning that match, shouldn't they? But, you know, two quality sides have come together earlier than, you know, everybody knew. Obviously, the group game that could be a precursor to the final. But I don't know how that leaves you guys feeling about your overall chances having come up against New Zealand and capitulated like that.
Yeah, no, well, I think it's probably the loss they needed after 2 weeks of not playing, Ali. It cost them, but...
Blip on the radar, Ali.
Just a little blip.
Yeah. That's what we're saying about England. Just more of them.
All right, well, you've got to win the next two. Good luck.